One of the things, maybe one of the most important things you can ever do in your Christian life is learn how to pray and how to pray effectively. I want to speak for these moments that I have today about urgent praying. Praying that is desperate. It's the kind of praying that I believe pleases the Lord. When you pray urgently, it probably means you're praying with all of your heart. And you keep praying. Why would you keep praying? You keep praying because you really need an answer. You need an answer. When your friend faces surgery, you pray urgently because there's nothing else you can do. Although I remember one time somebody came for some ministry, and I said, well, let's pray about it here. And they said, pray? How bad is it? I said, no, it's just we pray, not in order, we pray because we can't do anything else. We must pray. Urgent prayers come out of a growing need. Urgency of heart always produces urgency prayers. Often there is urgency in our lives, just a real crisis. It seems we go through life crisis after crisis after crisis. We solve that problem and we pray over that, and then this thing goes sideways and that marriage falls apart and this what happens over here, and we say, wow, there's ever going to be a let up on, no, there'll always be crises. And we have the great privilege of often praying for people as they go through many of these things. The panic in our lives increases. It increases. And you ask yourself the question, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? What am I going to do? What in the world am I going to do? Hey, when that bill is due or when that crisis comes up, isn't that the question you ask? It is what I ask. What am I going to do? What am I going to do? So you pray urgently and persistently to keep praying. Because there's nothing else you can do. What am I going to do? And you've been there. I've been there. Where no one else could help. And no one else could deliver me. There was crises and moments. And pacing up and down. Wondering. What am I going to do? And you find yourself turning Godward. And crying out to the Lord. Saying, Lord, please. Please, God, I need you. I don't know what I'm going to do. And you pour out your heart as much as you can, tears flowing out of your eyes, because you know that this is a crucial time. Crucial in every way. What am I going to do? Urgency prayers for lingering problems. That's part of it. I think desperate is worse, but lingering problems of desperate prayers for a crisis. There is a picture in Psalm 42 that is after a young deer being chased by hunters. The deer is absolutely terrified and is running for its life. Why? Because the deer just is, you know, there's an enemy. There's a force coming against it. A fear motivates us to cry out for help as the deer pants for the water brook. Our hearts cry out to the Lord. We cry out from the bottom of our hearts as we cry out for help, asking that the Lord would help us. And I can say, I can tell you this absolutely, certainly, with certainty, that when you cry out to God, you kind of know when you've made contact. They say, we can do nothing else. We've prayed, we've touched the Lord. And I there goes with that as well, is, Lord, what am I going to do? And then to know that it's in the Lord's hands that you've prayed. You can't pray anymore, but you can have the Lord take over more areas of your life. And we pray from, the bottom of our hearts. There's something about persistent prayer. There's something about desperate prayer. I've been at prayer meetings all my life, at my Christian life. And sometimes the prayer, it's not great prayer. Why? Because it doesn't cry out. You know, we'll have our head in, we'll go to a prayer meeting, we'll have our head in our hands, and we're mumbling or jumbling and doing something in there anyway. And it's not a great prayer. It doesn't shake heaven. Because had it not been for the Lord, would that not be your cry? It's my cry. Had it not been for the Lord, the outcome would have been a lot different. Had it not been for the Lord. In other words, God has come and he's helped us and delivered us. Had it not been for the Lord. And we cry out and say, it was only the mercy of God. I shouldn't be here. That should never have worked out the way it did. Or, well, that was so close to just a huge disaster in my life. But the Lord helped me. There's an answer as we cry out for persistent things and for urgency. The Lord comes to our help. It's a fantastic thing in so many ways. Fear peels away our pride. Yes, it does. And all of our excuses. See, the answer of Psalm 42 is the first step of our urgent prayer. As the young deer being chased longs enough for a drink of water in a mountain stream, so my soul pants for God. What about desperation? What about it? I don't know why the Lord doesn't come till the midnight hour, but I find him going far too slow. Right, far too slow. Say, God, please don't leave me in this situation. Well, when you pray, there's an immediate crisis. And like Peter in Matthew chapter 14, in verse 30, he cries out. What is he? He's crossing the water. He's walking on the water. And he starts to sink. And he cries out. And what does he cry out? Lord, save me. Lord, save me. Help me. Cover me. Protect me. Save me. That's his cry. Save me. Why? Because if you don't. You see, his prayer was not a bow your head, mumble a few words. That's, you know, there's the prayer. That he's not, he means business. He means business with God. We're grateful for those type of illustrations that we have. So what is a desperate prayer? It's when you can't prepare your heart by asking for forgiveness. That's not the time you ask for forgiveness. Forgiveness of any ignorant sins in your life. Nor do we have time to reverently enter his presence. No, you immediately cry out like David in Psalm 109, verse 26. Help me. Help me. Help me, O Lord, my God. You know, a few weeks ago that we were praying in here in the sanctuary, mostly focused on Alpha, but prayers went beyond. And Marcel asked me, he said, well, what did you think of the meeting? You know, we're just sharing. I said, oh, it was a great meeting. Because we grabbed hold of God. I felt it. I said, I felt that the Lord was well pleased that we were praying prayers that mattered. They were, you know, persistent, crying out, saying, Lord, Lord, if you don't save people, Lord, what will we do? And it can be so many areas, so many needs in a person's life. But we immediately cry out, help me, and Lord, save me according to your loving kindness. So what can be said about desperate prayers? You panic or you're in a hole where there's no way out. There's no way out of your problems. If God doesn't intervene, then I don't have an answer at all. I have found many people have come over the years, they've come to counsel, I guess, and they say, as I say, well, you know, we need to get down on our knees and we need to pray. And I could tell how, you know, I say, well, is there anything else that could be done? You know, before we get to that spot, is there anything that, and of course, there isn't. There's some problems. There is no way out. You know what I remember? Do you remember that night that we were praying in here? And it was packed. I mean, seriously, it was just as full as it probably could be. And we were praying for Anne. They've moved to the island. And I've just lost her name just off. And Takaya. Blaney. And she had 12 tumors filling her brain. And the doctor, they had, as a matter of fact, well, we're in here. I think Marcel fixed up something and we could use her. So we could hear her. She could hear us. She's in Montreal. We're here. And we've come to pray. And I remember it was a prayer because if the Lord doesn't answer this, there's no backup. It's all we have is this. And so we began to pray. It's beautiful prayer. It's not about me. It's about that need. And coming alongside and watching what the Lord, and we cry out, God, please. We pray against those tumors. We pray, and we're praying. Now, this is real. This is a prayer meeting. Not some little nod to God. This is a prayer, a persistent prayer, an urgent prayer. And we all knew that if the Lord did not help her, she won't have a tomorrow. The top of her brain, her head was up. And that's it. They covered it with something, but her brain was exposed because she was waiting for get the work done. And so there, the whole church, just as packed in here as we could. And we just said, for God, God. We cry out, and we get louder and louder. Oh, God, God, help me. Help us. Help Anne. Help this family. Please, God. We cried out to the Lord. You know, she's had how much free living now? How long ago was that? That was a long time ago. And she's quite well, thank you. Why? Because it was the Lord. And people who knew how to rise up and pray and call down heaven. That's the need of the hour. That we would pray with our hearts exposed to the Lord. Sometimes every door is closed. Isn't it? I think so. Every door is closed. You tried to get out of the jam, but it didn't work. There's no breakthrough. How many times, isn't it, we need a breakthrough? That something's been going on, and we finally feel a need to, let's pray for breakthrough prayers. Seems that we're just going in circles. And so we find, Lord, we pray against this and that. Ask you to do this and, you know, whatever it would be. And, you've tried everything. Nothing seems to work. So what? What are you in? Now you're desperate. Now it's down to the wire. The Lord must be our answer. And what is it? Now, Lord, save. Now, Lord, save. Save me. Save me. Oh, God, God. I can remember going back in my life, way back to when I was a student at Bible school. And the year was coming to an end, and so now it's April. And I can remember feeling so desperate. Nothing had opened up in my mind, and it hadn't anyway. And there was people who were going to the mission field and doing different things with ministry. And there hadn't been anything for me. Just whatever will be, I guess. And so there was that situation. I can remember the night, maybe before it was even, just before it was over. I remember just laying out on the floor. Just laying on the floor and crying. I said, God, there'd be an answer. And more I prayed, the more my heart was burdened. Lord, I open a door, do something. Do something, Lord. And you know, as I wept before the Lord, crying out to him, urgent prayers. What am I going to do? What's supposed to happen? I've got no direction. And then there was a great direction. as the Lord opened the door of ministry, of even paid ministry. How do you believe it? And it wasn't because of anything I did, but it's everything that he did. I think the Lord finds it hard to resist persistent prayer, desperate prayer. I think he finds it hard to. I think his very nature is that he comes. We say, Lord, come. Come, Lord. Come. Invade this situation. Turn it from darkness to light. Let this be a great testimony to you. Arise, O God. Let your enemies be scattered. And walking around the room, strutting around the room. Lord, you got to help. You got to help. You got to help. You got to open a door. And I believe when God opens a door, it opens. And when God doesn't open a door, you can do all you want. God doesn't open a door. You're on your own. Save. Now, Lord. Help me, Lord. It's a crisis. I need immediate help. So we cry out to the Lord. Now, Lord. Now. Now. There are some things we will be praying. We'll be praying for the gospel mission down through the years, right? We'll be praying for Bible school, and we'll be praying for different things. It'll just be part of our prayer curriculum. We just do that. That's not the kind of prayer I'm talking about. That's necessary, and we meet together for prayer to pray over things. We meet with the elders to pray over things. We meet with the directors to pray over things. But this is deeper than that in a sense. It needs immediate help. It's come to a deadline, and it's now we have to pray with a greater strength. You know how you can tell? Never measure a prayer meeting by the things we often do, things that say, well, there was 200 people there. Well, that's encouraging, but that's not the real test. The real test was the power of God there? Was there something in that prayer meeting? And we say, it was a great meeting. It was a great meeting. Oh, that's what I want. That's what we want to hear. Now, I'd rather have 50 people who know how to cry out to God persistently and desperately than 500 people who have just gone to the prayer meeting. We see the answer is in the Lord. We cry out now, Lord. Some things, again, we'll pray onward for a long time. We'll pray for till Jesus comes. That's okay. But the persistent prayer, maybe you're facing it right now. It could well be. We don't always know everything what's going on in people's lives, but it could well be that you're crying out, now, Lord. And so, how do we pray persistently or urgently? I just wrote a few things down that have ministered to my heart. Number one, first, get mentally prepared for emergencies. I'll try to explain that. The truth of the matter is that you and I should have been asking God to prepare us for future emergencies. We should have been asking that long ago. But now you're there. What am I saying? You start your day. You don't know, as I think it was Sophie Tucker who first said this, every time the phone rang, she would say, "What fresh hell is this?" That was her whole life. Well, we've all had days like that, where we didn't know what else to do. But in other words, we're anticipating that there will be situations that require us to pray. And so we commit each day to the Lord. So you get up, you get your cereal done, and you do what you normally do. You read your verses from the Bible reading plan. And you go out and say, Lord, whatever challenges there are, whatever situations face, I'm ready for it. See, most people say, oh, Brother Owen, it's just terrible, it's just horrible. I say, well, and they haven't been prepared for anything. Not anything, as far as I can tell, and over the years, don't think they have. You see, you can't, technically, I guess you can't pray for an emergency, but you can ask God to give you the ability to deal with an emergency when it comes. All right. You know, you're going home and the tire gets slashed or cut, and now what are you going to do? And now you've got to get this fixed, you got to do that, you got to phone somebody. A lot of things. That's emergency praying. You can't gear up for that very much, but you can prepare for situations that you will be able to be a blessing in. And you'll see it. The emergency will be there, and when it comes, you'll be on the edge of it. I wrote it, ask God to give you peace in the emergency, and then ask God to give you wisdom. So I'll know what to do. See, what if this doesn't go, or what if that doesn't? Well, lots of things, hundreds of things. That is, but if you need to have a mentality that you are already prepared for future emergencies. We'll find here, we'll be going along on a typical kind of day in the office here, and then somebody's crisis, will come, and all of a sudden we're not sure, oh boy, this person's weeping and crying, and this person over here is, they don't know what to do, they're all confused, and sometimes it all happens at once. And we say, okay, what are we going to do? Okay, we're going to pray. So we divide it up, and we'll pray for that individual. The thing of it is, that individual didn't prepare themselves as a way of life. They just went through life and said, oh, it's terrible. My husband left. This is gone. That's all happened. And we find ourselves say, well, just calm down. We're going to pray, and it's going to be okay. I'm pretty sure of that. So part of our preparation is knowing that difficulties will come. There will be all kinds of opportunity to pray, all kinds of situations. And you prepare your heart for them. So if you're going along, something leaps out at you. But, oh, no, I'm okay. That was a emergency. Well, we had quite a moment there. Yeah, we sure did. Well, it looks like the Lord looked after. Yeah, looked after. We'll follow up on that. But the point I'm saying is that you prepare. How's your life going along right now? Is it going pretty good? Well, hang on. Because it doesn't have to be necessarily disastrous or terrible, but just there will be some crisis. There will be some situation. It could be today, could be tomorrow. I might have a situation that I just say, didn't see that coming. But I was prepared for the day. So, Lord, I commit my day unto you. All of that I said to say this. I commit my day unto you. I ask you to go before me. Lord, I haven't got any answers. I don't know what to do. But I'm going to trust you today. I'm going to just give my heart to you. I love you. I praise you. And then you praise the Lord and you bless his name. And it's that's that. Now you're ready for the day. If a situation comes, if the car breaks down or the kids have to go get that nail fixed on their foot. You know, there's a thousand things, isn't there? Oh, so many things. In one way, you can't possibly prepare. In other ways, you can prepare in many ways. Because you don't have to panic every time a crisis comes. The tendency is to, oh, Lord, help me. Help me, God. How do I ever need help? So our difficulties will come. There are more hard days than there are good days in the life of the saints. And that's absolutely true. I'll say that again. There are more hard days than there are good days in the life of the saints. It's just how it is. The saints go through all kinds of tribulations and trials. It's not uncommon. It's just that we've learned how to deal with them. Right? We're in the process of learning how to deal with them. But they're hard days, difficult days. And you say, well, I can say one thing. I don't know how people live without the Lord. How many know what I'm talking about? I am so grateful. Because you take away the core, the strength. It's so important. So important that we draw close to God and we're not worried about how that day is going to work out. And we'll just have to trust the Lord. Yes, indeed. Second thing. So you prepare your whole day. As you commit your day, you're now ready. You're geared up. You're not worried now. But if you start with no prayer and no word, no nothing, you're not ready for all kinds of challenges that can happen. Number two, memorize verses that point you to God in times of trouble. You can hide these verses in your heart, and I put hide in there on purpose. God can bring them to your mind. For example, Psalm 27:5. In the time of trouble, he shall hide you in his pavilion, in the secret place of his tabernacle. He shall hide me. He shall set me on high upon a rock. Yes, yes. I've quoted that verse a lot of times. In the secret place. Lord, hide me in the secret place. I cry out to you, hide me in the secret place. Psalm 34:6. This poor man cried out, and the Lord saved him out of his troubles. Yes. Have you not prayed that way? I know you have. Where you say, I don't know what's always going to happen here today in this situation, this crisis. But I'm this poor man is crying out. I don't have a backup. Lord, you have to help me. You must be my help. Be thou my guide. Be thou my helper. Save me out of all my troubles. Help me. I can remember one weird and wacky day. We were at the back of the church. It wasn't a Sunday. And this woman showed up. Boy, we felt uncomfortable from the moment she showed up. And something wrong spirit. And she was controlling a bunch of stuff. And there was chaos in the church for a few days. As we didn't know what was it, whether we were supposed to help her or whether we were supposed to, you know, pray against her. And so I said, you know, anyway, she was going to do this and this. I said, no, we don't know who you are, so you have to move along. And she just whirls towards me and she says, now you listen to me and you listen to me good. I've closed full gospel churches before, and by God, I'll close this church. Whoa, okay, what part of that was on the curriculum? You know, the elders said, look, it's one or two things. Either this person has been sent on assignment to bring destruction, or they're here to get because they need help. So we went and we had a sense of it. We literally got down on our knees, said, there's something here. This is not a healthy thing. This is not, even though all the words they were using. And so as we laid on our knees and we prayed, he said, Lord, if this is not of you, then remove them and remove them now. And that kind of prayer, there was just boom, and we knew. And it's like a giant hook had come out of the sky and just kind of swooshed her away. And we knew that had we not cried on the Lord, that would have been, I won't build it up in it all. It was, I'm glad for the Lord. I'm glad for his, and we cry out to him, Lord, help us. What is this? We don't have the strength to deal with this, but you do. And so Psalm 46:1, God is our refuge and our strength, our very present help in trouble. Psalm 56:3, whenever I am afraid, I will trust in you. Yes, amen. I will trust in you. When you're showering, you know what else is? Just pray, Lord, I don't know what to do, but I'm asking you, Lord, today. So, Lord, make yourself real and deliver me. Deliver me out of my troubles. You're a refuge and a strength, a present help right now, right today, this days ahead. We can come to you. Psalm 56:3, whenever I am afraid, I'll trust in you. Psalm 121, I will lift up my eyes to the hills. From whence comes my help? My help comes from the Lord who has made heaven and earth. Wow. What is the most important thing? The most important thing is to know how to move from urgent prayers to desperate prayers. You pray urgently for a project that, because it's a spiritual need. And we could be praying for the VBS, we could be praying for outreaches, lots of things. And we learn how to pray it. We cry out, Lord, do it now. Do it now. I trust you. So good. So good. I don't know, I was running a little short of time here. Now I have to speed up a little bit here. There's a time for desperate crying out, and there's a time not to. We don't cry out to the Lord in every single service. We say, oh, God, help us in this difficult time. People say, oh, okay, I think I'll go down the street and see how the church is doing there. We don't, that's not, no, these are for moments that God gives us. And we can cry out with tears and deep passion. And even to say, folks, we're just going to gather. Anybody wants to gather us for prayer, we're going to be praying. But we're praying really strong prayers. We call upon the name of the Lord. Remember when we were, about 2 years ago, we went to England, and we were in Bath, a beautiful city, And we rented this car, to give you an idea how good I was in England. I paid for the car, then drove down a one way. I was going the wrong way down the road. And there's a lot of traffic there. And I'm in a bus lane, and I'm going the wrong way. I thought we were going to be killed. And if you think it was me, ask Val. She thought we were going to be killed. And Lord, help us, help us. These things, they were, and all it did was damage a side mirror. The moment we were there, though, we knew that the Lord, we had cried out to the Lord. How stupid were we driving down the wrong way? I mean, that was easily figured out. We were desperate. That could have been really, really different. And then I had one other moment while I was there where I went, it's hard to stay on the other side of the road when you've never been raised that way. I'll tell you sometime about that. But we came close to being very seriously damaged. So if you have a desperate situation, we resort to desperate prayer. How do we do that? Well, if you jump right into it, this is what you do. You just say, oh, I know what to do. This is a super heavy-duty need here. Don't think about what you're going to pray. Just pray. Don't consult your prayer list as to how you will frame your requests. Just pray. Don't get ready to pray. Just pray. If you have a desperate situation, you would open your heart and just yell, help God. Help me. Help God. Help me. And we bring God into the crisis. That's the end. We bring God into it. And it's a wonderful thing. I'll just read, for the sake of time, I'll just read what I wrote here. King Asa went into battle with 580,000 troops against the Ethiopians. In 2 Chronicles, rather, chapter 14, verse 11, so he said, we had 1,000,000 men and 300 chariots, and the prophets of victory were slight, the prospect of victory was slight, and the hope of God's people is dark. And Asa prayed for God to be with him. To be with him. He cried out, Lord, it's nothing for you to help, whether with many or with those who have no power to help us, O Lord. Our God, and in your name, we go against this multitude. Lord, you are our God. Do not let this man prevail against us. And the Lord delivered him. The Lord delivered him. What a great story. He just called to God, and God heard him. And as you learn, as I learn, going through life with all kinds of things that can happen every day, so many challenges. You know, you can have a fear concern, you can have a health concern, you can have a child concern, you can have a church concern, you can have all kinds of things. They're everywhere. And yet we have this weapon. Call upon me, and I will hear you. Listen to your own prayers. Do they sound like the prayers of a desperate person? Do they sound like someone was persistently praying because they don't know what else to do? They cry out to the Lord. Lord, help me. Work in my life. Show me, Lord, what I'm supposed to do. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. And as you'll find that I have over the years to come into the church, and there's nobody else, at least you hope there's nobody else in the building. I remember one time I was really praying loud. I just felt the need of it. Just felt the need to pray, that to raise, as if God says, raise your voice. Raise your voice. Instead of mumbling. And as I cried out, this person's coming up from the basement. And I didn't even know them. I don't know what that was about, actually. But I was kind of embarrassed. No, get caught praying in a church. That can't be the worst thing that's going to happen to you that day. A house of prayer, right? House of prayer. I'm grateful. I'm really, really grateful for the avenue of emergency praying, of desperate praying, and just crying out to God because we don't have any other plan. We've got no backup. We have to really pray. And you don't want your prayers to be typical. You know, all my life, I've been exposed to some of this, where the prayer meeting was the worst meeting of all. It was dead. There was no urgency. Oh, Lord, we pray for this and we pray for that. Help Uncle Henry. Oh, man, if we pray for him one more time, I'm going to leave. I don't want to pray for him anymore. I want to touch the need that requires it, where you can come, raise your voice. Is this serious? Raise your voice. Pray claiming prayers. Said, Father, in Jesus' name, you are the healer. And I come to you and I ask you to break forth into my life and into this situation. And then you start feeling it and sensing it. And you're saying, I think I'm praying. Finally, many times we sound like we're praying to a statue or something. And this is moves beyond that. It says, Lord, I come to you, the living God. And I'm in a jam here. I'm in a pickle here. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what's going to, you know, you get something, you get a lump. And of course, we tend to awfulize that. Oh, I don't know what that is, Lord. Don't know what that is. Or you get this or you get that. It could be anything. And you find out that you don't have any answers. There's no manual on this thing. And God says, I'm the manual. Cry out to me. Pray prayers that make it seem like, let it be urgent prayers, not mumbling prayers. Just lift it to God. Fall down on the carpet. Sometimes that's just the only answer. You just get on the carpet and just cry out. Just cry out. Don't stop until you feel you've kind of touched heaven. You've kind of touched it. I think I'm going to be okay now. Why? Because I've touched heaven. I cried out to the Lord and felt that he heard me. Got up, dusted myself off and said, no, that's a prayer. That's a better prayer meeting. I'm not making fun of prayer meetings. This is crucially important. But it's the kind of prayer, they're lazy prayers. They don't call upon God. They just kind of, oh, could you help me? And I've got a difficult situation. No, stop. Where's the shout of victory? Where's the voice of triumph? Where we cry out. And, it could be just even over our city, where we're saying, we need to pray for this city, if that's what we felt. And then we start praying. And some are walking around. That's okay. That's quite all right. They're walking around. And others are a little softer prayers, but they're praying and asking God, God, touch this city. Lord, touch this city. You got to touch the city, God. I don't have anything else. Touch the city. That's the song we sang. Touch the city, God. That there would be some great things happen. Because, Lord, at the present rate, if this is the procedure for ushering in the kingdom of God, oh my goodness, is this it? Shouldn't there be something where we say, Lord, don't let the enemy prevail. We pray for a mighty revival in the city. And we call on your name. Show yourself mighty, God. Let this be a great triumph. And you pray, and it's wonderful. It's just wonderful. I've done enough speaking now, but... How many here, you're here, you have maybe one of these kind of crises? Is anybody? Yeah. Have you found yourself crying out? Oh, who needs prayer? The rock. Prayer, rock. No, that's good. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. How to add sparkle to your prayer, right? Well, at what time of night was it? 2:30 in the morning. I would be praying the same prayer. Anybody else just want to talk about where a situation where the Lord had mercy on you, but you had cried out to him?
Yeah. Wow.
Did you cry out to him to help? Good on you. That's wonderful. That's great. What was your prayer? Do you say, God? Yes. Yeah, amen. Thank you. That's good. One more. Anybody else? You have some time where you said, I understand what you're saying, Owen. There's a different level of praying that we can move to. Yes. And you had gone through a whole lot of intense medical crises, right? Wasn't it, really? Yeah. And she's still here. And I know why. Because she called on the name of the Lord. Right? How many times and how many of others have surrounded Caroline in prayer because she needed the support, you know? Yeah.
It seems to me, when I listen to you talk this morning, my life has lived in that place of crisis. And it's something that I'm just quite comfortable with because I know he's so willing to be right there and everything that I need for the moment. You know, I just can't say enough about it.
So the norm of our lives is just...
Traumatic. Life is a traumatic event.
Yes, life is a career.
Yeah. Be okay.
Yes.
You know, I'll deliver you, and I'll
yes.
deliver you, and I'll be your sufficiency, and you can be okay and secure, and I love him so much for that.
Yeah, me too.
It's not going to get any better, it's the best.
Yes, yeah. This is it. This is what we are going from crisis to crisis, amen. Trusting only the Lord, and believing that he can deliver us from everything and all things that he needs to. That's Dad. Why don't we just take about 30 seconds. Oh, we barely have that. Let's take the next 25 seconds, because I'm going to the coffee spot too. Why don't we lift our voice, lift our hands, and why don't we just shout aloud before we go and have some coffee? We just lift our voices, and I'll count to three, and then we'll just shout to God, and just to give you an idea what I've been talking about. So one, two, three, hallelujah, Lord, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Glory to God, glory to God. You are the mighty one, God. You're our strength. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for breakthrough moments. Thank you, Lord, thank you. Blessed be your name. Who is like our God? Thank you, thank you. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yeah, thank you. Amen. Amen. Thanks so much for being here. The Lord bless you all. We'll see you outside. And thanks again.